Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, helping you jumpstart your career in financial services. As always, I'm bringing to you fresh ideas from a recently aired video on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Do me a favor, my friend, and text me at 214-699-7599 with any questions you might have from this show so I can help you along your journey in becoming a successful financial professional. Again, that number is 214-699-7599. All right, let's hop into today's topic. You know, we're heading into that part of the year where you're gonna have annual open enrollment period. And I wanna give you 5 tips that allow you to feel like you're in charge, put more money back in your pocket, and also save on taxes. Get the pen and paper out. Hey guys and gals, this is Dominique, your CFP on YouTube, bringing you something a little different today. If you are a practitioner of financial services or a consumer of financial services, I think this will help you today because I've talked to hundreds of people about all the consternation that happens during annual open enrollment period. What benefit choices? What changes should I make? And I want to give you some tips today that are going to leave you with a feeling of empowerment. Some real takeaways that you can use every year that are going to allow you to save on taxes and put more money back in your pocket. So let's jump right in with some of the things that I want to talk to you about. All right, tip number one is that you're going to have to know when it ends and you're going to have to know when it starts. There's no way to be empowered when it comes to your annual enrollment for your benefits period for you to not know what's going on and you to feel empowered. So what I would say is there's probably going to be some type of internal notification or thing that goes out from your employer that tells you that it's time for annual and open enrollment period. And what I would do is put that on your calendar. You're going to have to know why. That leads into the second tip. You're going to want to know what you had the last time and compare it to what is available this time. In a lot of plans, you may see the employer raise the prices on certain benefits like medical insurance, health insurance rather, or your disability, or they may change the cost of life insurance, any of these different things that may happen. And you want to know when that period starts and you want to know what you had last inside of that plan so that when you're doing the choices, it'll be a little bit easier and you're not forgetting anything or you're not overlapping with some of the choices that you have to choose from. Now, what I would suggest is just printing that out and having a side-by-side comparison. If you don't have some type of portal that your employer offers to allow you to go in and make those benefit choices, you can always use your last pay stub that will show you what you've been paying for in the previous enrollment period. Either way, you need to have some type of guide to know what you had enrolled in last. On to tip three. Tip number three is to elect the free stuff. That's the no-brainer, right? You know, the things that you are getting that you do not have to pay for that your employer offers as a benefit are going to be the things that you want to elect. Sometimes you're going to see stuff like short-term and long-term disability. It may be other type of fringe benefits, life insurance. Usually the first $50,000 is covered. All those things are just kind of check-the-box things because you don't want to leave any money on the table. If you were to have a disability event, and disability is basically the earnings that you probably get from a base salary standpoint that's going to be covered about 60 to 65%. So let's just say you have a disability event where you cannot work, a doctor says you cannot work. Usually what happens is short-term disability will kick in anywhere from, let's say, 7 days after that injury up to 90 days or 12 weeks or something like that. It just depends on the plan. And then a long-term disability will kick in and cover you for a longer period if you're disabled for that period. And you may notice in your benefits that that particular benefit is covered 100%. Now, it's not going to cover your salary 100%. Usually there's a cap on the salary. It's usually 60 to 65%. And you can decide whether or not that's going to be a pre-tax or a post-tax benefit, meaning that you would pay taxes on the benefits as they accumulated to you, just like you had with your gross salary, or those benefits are taken out post-tax, meaning that when the check comes that is paying you during the short-term disability or the long-term disability event, you don't have to pay taxes on those earnings.
Hey, Dominique here, and I hope you are really enjoying this week's episode. Look,
If you're a current or aspiring financial professional and you'd like to join a community of like-minded individuals that I'm sharing my 20 plus years of experience with, make sure you visit my website at www.djh-capital.com for more information. Now back to this week's episode. Tip number four is to consider the high deductible health plan with the HSA versus the PPO. Now, I know a lot of you typically get the preferred provider organization, PPO, typical medical plan, and you just check the box because, you know, there's a low copay. But for years now, and I've done a video on this, I'll make sure I link it up in the cards, the HSA or the high deductible health plan with an HSA, health savings account, is a very good route to go. Very quickly, an HSA is the type of plan that allows you to put pre-tax dollars in there that grow tax-free and are removed or withdrawn tax-free when you want to use them for medical-related expenses. The FSA, flexible spending account, is something that usually is capped with the amount of money that you can put in there, and you can't roll it over year to year. It typically goes with your PPO. Now, what I would say, and I've gone into this in previous videos, is if you're fairly healthy, you may want to consider the high deductible health plan. There's a lot of money that is usually left on the table because the employer will typically kick in and contribute to the HDHP or your HSA, rather, and or pay some of that premium. So you either get a subsidy or you get it free if you were to choose that plan. Health insurance is some of the biggest expenses for an employer, and they're trying to lower those. Just look at box 12, I think it's box 12 double D on your last year's W-2, and you'll see that you usually pay a lot in health expenses. Make sure you make the best choice here because you can probably save some money. Having a current and a future tax benefit along with your employer kicking in some money to help you pay for that monthly or that annual expense is always a plus. And point number five, or tip number five, is to max out your 401k. Now, a lot of times people don't do the due diligence to kind of figure out how their 401k plan works. It's just one of those things that you just kind of check the box. But a real brief overview is most plans nowadays are going to have you automatically enrolled, and you're probably going to be enrolled at the 1% to 2% mark. But you're probably missing out on a match. Most employers will match up to a certain percent of the pay that you contribute or defer salary. So just think about taking some of your salary and placing it into the future. That's basically what the 401k allows you to do. And with that money that you place in the future, you're allowed to invest that money at whatever the investment that you're using, mutual funds or stocks or bonds or whatever, whatever rate of return that you get there. The beauty about this is you get a current tax benefit, meaning that if you make $100,000 a year and you contribute $19,000 to your IRA, it's as if you only made $81,000. That's what you're taxed on. That's a huge tax benefit, especially if you're like you're single with no dependents and you don't have many deductions. It's money left on the table if you don't utilize it, which is maxing it out and or contributing enough for your employer for the employer's match to kick in. As a consumer of financial services or a provider of financial services, there are a checklist of things. I've only gone over five right now that will allow you to maximize the money that you're earning from your employer and allow your clients to maximize the amount of wealth they're building. You do not want to miss out on these things. These are things you can do every year during your annual open enrollment period through your employer. And if you don't understand these things, make sure you get with a financial professional that can help you walk through some of these benefits and things that you may be leaving on the table. I know that I have offered in the past a free benefits x-ray, which I'll leave the link down below if you're interested in that, if you're a consumer of financial services. And if you're a practitioner of financial services, make sure that you're including this as your checklist item of things that you're going over with your client every year during their annual and open enrollment period. All right, now I have a question for you. Whether you are a practitioner or provider of financial services or a consumer of financial services, what intimidates you most about the annual open enrollment period? Let me know down in the comments and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.